Welcome to the Anabu AI blog and audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood called Personalization at Scale, How AI Segments Your List Without a Data Team.
And this one's gonna land for anyone who's ever stared at their email stats and thought, why is no one opening this anymore?
Because Brett's central argument is that the answer usually isn't that email stopped working, it's that most businesses are still sending one message to everyone on their list.
Which sounds obvious when you say it out loud, but it really is what nearly everyone does.
Right, and the article puts it clearly. When you blast one email to everyone, you're talking to people at completely different stages as if they're identical. Someone who bought last month, someone who hasn't opened anything in a year, a new lead who just found you. Same email, same offer, same tone.
And people don't all unsubscribe dramatically. They just quietly stop opening. Or worse, they mark you as spam.
That second one is more damaging than most people realize. Once enough people mark you as spam, email providers start routing you to the spam folder for everyone. You lose reach across your whole list, not just with the people who tuned out.
So you see results getting weaker and assume email doesn't work anymore, when actually the targeting is what's broken.
That's exactly the line in the article. Usually it works fine. The targeting is what's broken.
All right, so how does AI actually fix this? Because proper personalization used to mean an analyst, custom rules, someone managing a CRM for hours a week.
This is the part that's genuinely changed. The data you need already exists. It's sitting in your CRM, your email platform, your sales records. A person could sort through it, but it would take days and they'd miss patterns. AI reads all of it at once and finds the natural groupings.
Things like who buys often, who's gone quiet, who spends more.
Exactly. Then it tags people accordingly. Lapsed customers in one group, high-value regulars in another, new leads who haven't bought yet in a third. And it keeps those groups updated as people move between them. It used to be a job title. Now it's something that sits inside your tools and runs without you thinking about it.
Okay, but let me push back slightly. Once you've got these groups, what's actually different about the messages? Because I've seen personalization that's just sticking a first name at the top of the email.
The article actually calls that out directly. It calls the first name trick the 2015 approach. What AI does now is personalize the substance, not just the greeting.
What does that look like in practice?
Brett gives a tire business example, showing winter tires to one region and not another, sending emails around when each person usually opens, not blasting everyone at 9 in the morning, writing the same core message in a warmer tone for loyal customers and a more direct one for cold leads, or featuring a different product based on what someone looked at last.
That last one is interesting because that's responding to actual behavior, not just a category someone was put into once.
And there's a landlord example from EasyTrack as well. A landlord whose tenant just moved out has completely different worries to one whose property has been let for years. The first wants reassurance about reletting quickly. The second wants to know their investment is being looked after. Two different messages, same list, without writing every email by hand.
I want to ask the skeptical question here, though. Isn't this just spam with more steps, more targeting, more data being used, more messages going out?
The article addresses this head on. Personalization is sending less, but better to the people who actually care. A well-segmented campaign usually means a customer hears from you less often because they only get messages relevant to them.
Which is the opposite of what most people assume marketing automation means.
And there's a trust point, too. The article's clear that personalization crosses a line when it starts to feel like surveillance, when you reference things people didn't expect you to know. But using the obvious signals, what someone bought, what they clicked, how long they've been a customer, that feels like good service, like being recognized when you walk into a place you go regularly.
Keep it on the right side of that line, and it builds trust rather than spending it.
Exactly. And that's really the framing for the whole thing. AI augments what your existing team is doing. It doesn't turn your marketing into a surveillance operation.
So for an owner listening who's thinking, I want to start this, but I don't have perfect data and I don't have spare hours, what does Brett actually recommend?
Start with the most obvious split you already have, customers versus prospects, active versus lapsed. Send those two groups different messages for a month. That's it. The article says that alone usually moves the numbers. From there, AI does the deeper sorting and finds groups you wouldn't have spotted yourself.
And the tools are cheaper and simpler than they were even 2 years ago, according to the article.
Brett makes that point directly, which means the main reason to wait isn't budget or complexity. It's just not having started.
For me, the one thing to do this week is pick the most obvious split in your list and send two different emails instead of one. That's a real start.
For me, it's checking whether you actually know what's happening with your current email results. Open rates, unsubscribes, spam flags. You can't fix a leak you haven't looked at.
The full article is at anaboo.ai, and if you want someone to look at what's actually hiding in your customer data, Brett's team offers a free AI audit. They'll look at how your list is organized, where your follow-up is leaking, and where AI could quietly do the sorting for you. No jargon, just a practical look at what's possible.
Worth booking if this resonated. See you next time.